Morning Show at East Coast FM, and she is here. She has appeared. She's getting out of her golden chariot and come in. How are you, Tina?
I'm very, very well. Listen, never mind about me and my golden chariot. I believe you lot will be riding round in one soon. I just heard great news about awards and what have you.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Yes.
Go on, tell me.
The IMRO Awards, which is the Radio Station Programme Awards, they're held in Kilkenny every October. And the Morning Show has been nominated for an IMRO Radio Award.
That is just brilliant. Well, very, very well deserved. Good. I'm delighted.
And it's to do with the programme we had for the Ukrainian Hub.
Very good. Yes, so that
everybody
was
who contributed as well. I mean, everybody.
I mean,
Claire especially, who did all the work, and
Matt, and Max.
Everything. And Max was there too.
Yes.
Max has been nominated for Best Newcomer.
I know, and he's only been here a few months. I think that's really amazing.
Trailblazer is Max. That's what he is, a trailblazer.
You will.
Anyway, we're all pretty happy to be nominated. It's nice to be nominated.
It's lovely.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, very much so.
All right, well, thank you for coming in, and we have to look at people's problems, and you are going to sort them out, yeah?
Well, I can make a few suggestions whether I actually sort them out or not, but another person, and in, you know, somebody who's not involved, sometimes it helps when it's not somebody who's directly involved, you know?
Right. Hi, Tina. I'm the single mother of two young boys. My partner, who is not their father, and I have been together for about 3 years. For the last year, he's lived with me in the house. He works shift work, so my time with him is limited. When I do see him, he ignores me the majority of time and does absolutely nothing around the house or indeed with the boys. At the weekend, he will be affectionate and wants to be intimate with me, but when I ask him if there's something wrong, gets very cross and loses his temper. I've tried to do my own things by taking the boys out and doing more things with friends, but it's not helping. I'm so stressed all the time. I just want him back in my heart the way he used to be, instead of the big space that's there now. Can you suggest anything, please?
Oh, dear. Well, it's a difficult one. I realise how very challenging this is for you, but you, not your boyfriend or partner, is solely responsible for filling that empty space in your heart by how you deal with this problem. Choosing to live with someone who ignores you when he's not using you sexually makes that space in your heart grow a lot bigger. I realise he's working shifts and his sleep pattern is messed about with, which might make him irritable, but if he's catching up on his sleep during the day, there should be no excuse for his bad behaviour. Your coping instincts are perfectly right. To build other relationships with friends and throw yourself into being a really good mother to your two boys. But some of that good work is undone when you spend time with somebody who treats you so badly. You know, it's just not about making other people happy. It's about making you happy. Your function as a mother is to determine what is best for your boys and to take whatever steps necessary to make sure their life is good and doesn't have any unpleasantness in it. Mother-child relationships should not be a substitute for a loving relationship between two adults, which, at the moment, it looks to me like this is how you're filling your days. You should demonstrate your strength to your sons by exiting from this relationship that's become so indifferent and toxic. A very, very bad role model for your boys to grow up with. You know, he's living in your house. It seems to me that you have two really good kids and a very difficult one that's upsetting the whole household. Give your partner one last chance to repair the relationship, but if he refuses to treat you well, then he should move out of your house and you should move on. The men in your son's lives should be strong, respectful and loving to their mother. These basic qualities should serve as very good guidelines to them going forward in their own relationships with women. Also for you in what you expect in a loving relationship, which you certainly haven't got at this moment. It seems to me anything would be better than this. You know, what are you getting out of it? And you're less likely to find that certain someone who you really could be happy with a user living in your home who's calling the shots. Would yes, you agree, Declan?
I would, yeah.
You
I
know, she's not getting anything out of this.
She's, well, all she's getting is grief. I mean, she has somebody in the house. It's yeah. her house.
Yeah, and very, life. Very
her
bad
life
for
is
the
slipping by.
It
There's
is,
no
and bad yeah. for the boys to yeah. see this, yeah. you know.
Ask TinaK@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with Tina. Tina Kumarianis, ask TinaK@gmail.com. Hi, Tina. I heard you on the show talking about reconnecting with someone from the past after an argument. My problem is different. It's from the very distant past. For years at school and college, I was bullied by one of my peers. Now, 25 years later, she has got in touch through Facebook asking me to friend me. The greater part of me thinks no, but the other part wonders, should I take the high road and accept her? What do you think?
I think people use Facebook for a variety of reasons. For some, it's just a way to broadcast the wonderful lives and holidays they're having. Others, to accumulate friends who they don't necessarily know, so they look really popular on Facebook. Other people use it as an opportunity to make, renew, or keep up with old friends and acquaintances from the past. Some of the more interesting ones are from past old flames making booty calls now that their marriages or long-term relationships have finished. Sometimes it works and it's a nice surprise. But sadly, in rather too many cases, they forget time has passed and what once may have looked simply delicious now looks like something way past its sell-by date for that sort of carry-on. And that goes for women too, by the way. It's not just men. In your case, as I said to the last lady whose problem I dealt with, if it were me, I wouldn't be going there. If she was that unpleasant to you in the past, why on earth would you want to reward such bad behaviour by friending her and letting her back into your life? Why reconnect with someone so nasty? The other thing is, I wouldn't necessarily overthink it. Your former tormentor might be just getting in touch with everyone in her year at school and college to reconnect. Maybe she's done well and still wants to lord it over the rest of you. I prefer to think maybe she has no friends at all left due to her bad behaviour. So don't feel bad about pressing the ignore button. Life's too short to put up with such rubbish. It's your life, your page, your choice. What is she to, I mean, what is she to accept a very, very bad memory? And anyway, you have the last say by just ignoring her. And I was talking to a little girl yesterday who is being really badly bullied. And I thought, you know, it's so horrible. Why do these kids do it and then go on as adults to do it? This child was just, you know, so sad telling me that she's so badly bullied. And I said, oh, listen, forget about them. These people are nothing to you. The old, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. Yes, it's terribly upsetting. It makes you very sad. But these people are really nasty, evil people inside that they feel they need to bully other people. It's a nasty trait. You know, don't be nice to people. God, there's enough horrors going on in the world. We should all be lovely to each other.
Yeah, it just strikes me from what you're reading, the story out there, she might have just come across innocently the name and said, oh, I know that name, and pressed the friend button.
Yes, that's
quite
possible.
You know, there
possible.
Might have been absolutely yes. nothing in it at all, and this woman, you know, she setting herself up maybe to be dragged into something to rekindle the nastiness.
Well, that's it. Why go back there when you know what this one was like in the past? Leopards rarely change their spots. Yeah. They rarely change them.
Dear Tina, I have a very good job in IT and so have been living in a great apartment in Dublin for the last 8 months. I originally rented the place and I brought in three extra guys to share the cost with me. We all got on really well and kept the place clean and tidy and enjoyed each other's friends. However, one of the guys lost his job and returned home to the country. A lifelong friend of mine asked if he could take the room in the flat as he had just moved, just had to move, and I agreed. This was 4 months ago, and it's the worst move I ever made. He smokes continuously and insists on doing it in the flat, whereas one of the other guys smokes outside. He doesn't clean up after himself. He takes food from the fridge, and it's basically driving the three of us mad. The other two guys say they don't think they can put up with it much longer, and they're talking about moving out. How can I handle this, please?
It's actually easier than you think if you consider all the facts. The problem is the fact that you consider him a lifelong friend, which makes you think you owe him something. But from an outsider's point of view, he is in no way whatsoever taking your welfare and that of your flatmates into consideration. So you actually owe him absolutely nothing. You can keep him there, be driven mad, lose your other great tenants, and have to get two more people who you don't know in to rent just to accommodate your so-called lifelong friend. Your more sensible option is you could just boot him out, give him notice, tell him that it's not just you, your other paying tenants won't, not can't, won't put up with his selfish behaviour. It is not up for discussion. Remember, he was living somewhere else and had to move, and I'm wondering why. I think I know why. I know it's not easy to do, but trust me, you will feel so much better once he's gone, and your housemates will know that you have their best interests at heart. Everything can return to normal. You don't even need to think about this because it's a no-brainer. I mean, he's not doing you any favours. You're worried because he's a lifelong friend. He doesn't give a damn about you or your
no
your
respect.
No respect whatsoever. Yeah. And I think that's why he was booted out of his last place.
Yeah. Let's quickly go on. We've got a bit of time for one more.
Okay.
Hi, Tina. I'm heartbroken over my ex. We were together for nearly 18 months. We've known each other for years, and I've only recently found out I'm pregnant. When he comes over, it's wonderful, but then when he goes back home, it's like I don't exist. This was the case throughout the relationship. I tell him, and he says not to overthink things. I've been thinking, do I cut my losses or do I keep trying? Not for the child's sake, but because of how I feel about him. It's so difficult because the love I have for him is like nothing else I've ever felt, and I'm scared of him not being in my life. Please help. Thank you.
I was wondering, I'm getting so many emails in from girls who are pregnant, and I thought, what is going on? Is it the same girl, or are these different? And then on the news this morning, I heard that 43% of babies are now being born outside marriage, to single people. So, it's far more people are now having children and not bothering to get married. But I'm going to be very blunt with you because you seem to know exactly what's happening here. You say you were friends for years and then you appear to have turned into friends with benefits. I think that's all it was ever going to be, just a friend with benefits, and you were actually hoping for more. You don't say whether you've told him yet that you're pregnant, and if so, what his reaction was, although I'm guessing this may be why he's now your ex. Sadly for you, it would appear he never thought of your relationship in the same way you did. You say that when he came over, it was wonderful, but then he goes back home and you just don't exist. I'm afraid that's not just you. It's like that with some guys. Certain men, when they're feeling randy, will tell you whatever you want to hear, promise you the earth, and then when they're not quite so, let's say, animated, sadly, they have a complete lapse of memory. Not all men, just some, but it would appear your guy is one of these. Of course, with the baby on the way, it's likely he may be part of your life to some extent, but that can also be very difficult, especially if he moves on with his life, marries someone else and has children, and you still love him. Now, I have some really good news for you. In your last paragraph, you say the love you have for him is like nothing else. Wrong. The love you're going to have for this baby will completely overshadow the love you're feeling now. It's a completely different kind of love, And you often hear husbands or partners' noses being put out of joint because of all the attention that's had been showered on them now has to be shared with a new baby. A woman has to try really hard to keep everyone happy because not only is she tired, but this little person is 100% relying on her for everything. You are going to be beyond besotted with this new little person in your life. Your time is going to be taken up, and yes, you're going to be very tired. All new mothers are. But I've known people who have been madly in love with their partners or husbands, and then a baby comes along, and although they continue to love that husband or partner the same, they say nothing could have ever prepared them for the overwhelming feeling of love that they have for their baby. Again, the whole idea may seem overwhelming and you may think you won't be able to manage, but there is help out there. Do you have family and friends backing? This is very important. A lot of people who never envisaged having to bring up a child alone ended up doing exactly that. And I know in my own case, I actually found it a lot easier. You have another human being to think about now, your very own tiny human, who, as I say, is totally reliant on you, and that is where your main focus must be. Only then will you know true, unconditional love from another person. Believe me, everybody, all new mothers say they never, it's completely different. So I wish you luck with that one. Don't panic. There's 43% of other people out there doing the same thing.
Ask Tina Kay at gmail.com. Thank you, Tina Koumarianis. Thank you.
Pleasure.